This is a Pinball News production.
Play electronic games, video game and pinball. And the other day I was at an event in Ottumwa, and it was just unbelievable. That new release of games that are on the consoles that emulate the Medieval Madness and Black Hole and all the, it was so perfectly clear and unbelievably vivid that it's just remarkable that the electronics of video games now also embrace the pinball legacy. So it's pretty profound. So here's the first thing we wrote when we made this big thing. It says, the Twin Galaxies video game trading card set has been created to commemorate the history of the worldwide video game and pinball industry, honoring the iconic industry pioneers, the world champions, the video game personalities and pinball personalities, and the landmark milestones that have given shape to today's global video game culture. So when we started this, it took off immediately and was just amazing. So that within really weeks and weeks and weeks of starting this, I found myself on the stage at the Smithsonian giving this to Nolan Bushnell. So in front of the Smithsonian leaders, he was recognized being on trading card 165. And it's kind of funny, I got to tell you as an aside, that one person got angry that he wasn't like card 5 or 7 or 10 or 9. And I explained that it doesn't quite work that way with trading cards, because Mickey Mantle was like card number 350 in the 1960 Topps card. They had to purposefully avoid making the top players number 1 or 2, because that would make people realize that, oh, the earlier number you are, the more important we are. So anyway, Nolan Bushnell was honored. And then we went to the big event in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where they have actually something called the non-sport trading card industry. They had a big convention, and we made this big display of the cards we had at that time, which was only about 150 cards at that time. Now it's twice as many. And we introduced the cards to the worldwide video game, worldwide trading card industry. And that became an overnight sensation, because suddenly we found ourselves on the cover of their industry magazine for the non-sports trading card industry. And so we found ourselves really on the way. So essentially, we are here to honor people, to commemorate people. It's not just a trading card set for collectors, as I've said. It's actually something where the people at Twin Galaxies want to make a statement and leave an amazing legacy that embraces everything that everybody's done. And future generations will just have to go through it and sort it out and figure out what it all meant, okay? So, everybody has a pile of these. Let me show these awards. Steve Ritchie is not here. There's supposed to be a Steve Ritchie in the card in the fought pile. He may be this event's mistake. Somehow Steve Ritchie doesn't seem to have ended up in the pile. But these are what the awards look like. Will be given to each person. And I have to sign them. But Steve Ritchie's being honored for... essentially, they say almost the same thing, but then the cards say something different. Each person's card is on their respective award. And essentially, the contributions to the global video game and pinball culture, and confirm that Steve has been recognized on Twin Galaxies trading card number 170 and honored forever to commemorate his great accomplishments. So essentially, we have an award for Steve, who's not here. And when I present these awards, I'd like each of you to turn to that particular card in your pile and see what it says on the back. For instance, Jim, who's dutifully taking lots of photographs, as you'll see, the Pin Game Journal, we have an award for Jim, and it shows his card on the award, and he's being honored for his important contributions by creating Pin Game Journal, which clearly, like the card set, is a labor of love. And something that, even though it's hard to do and it might not be financially wise on some issues, some of the cards are so difficult to get out, but it's something that we are so honored to present to Jim on an award and a trading card. Jim, why don't you come up here? We'll hold this together. Thank you very much. Why don't you hold it up like this? And everybody see Jim's card in the pile? So essentially you can see what he's being honored for.
His camera's not working.
Okay. Because there isn't a lot of time allowed for this, I thought maybe one special group should be brought up. So, Roger, why don't you bring the family up here? I forgot the award for your wife, though, Roger. So I don't know if you realize this or not, but you know, Roger is recognized as being one of the most amazing people in the history of pinball, and I'm almost speechless. But he and I worked together in the video game realm 30 years ago because he helped me organize a whole bunch of stuff with the 1984 championship, and he came to Ottumwa for Twin Galaxies and did a lot of stuff. So maybe you don't realize this, but he was the editor of Video Games Magazine back when it meant something to be the editor of a video game magazine, you know, because it was all pioneering stuff. So I can't say enough about Roger's amazing influence on the history of coin-operated entertainment. So we do have an award for you. And so why don't you pull out Roger's card and take a look at it. And Zach and Josh, I mean, you take completely after your father in that you're leaders creating lots of stuff that I think history will consider important.
We hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yes. So anyway, so thank you very much. The man who's also been shoulder to shoulder with you.
Thanks.
I got this here. Maybe we'll hold Steve's together. Steve said he couldn't be here.
Oh, excellent. No, he can't.
Okay, so let's hold Steve's. It's in here, but there's just so many here.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Walter really has been amazing. I mean, just for everybody to know, even from my perspective. What a champion. Through the ups and the downs of, you know, what's happened with video games, with pinball.
Wait a minute, let's say that in the mic.
But I'm just saying, he really has been. He's really been a champion of keeping everything alive, the spirit alive. You know, Ottumwa, Iowa is the video game capital of the world. Twin Galaxies really became the quintessential place for all the champions. And for those who have seen any of the video game movies over the years and everything else, this is the guy that helped create it and really brought to life a lot of, I'll call them young kids. I mean, now they're all grown men, but these young kids who had an incredible ability to play magnificently on video games. So, a good guy.
Unfortunately, too many of them grew up to be 45-year-old kids. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
A lot of work. But here's an award for Steve Epstein. And Steve is just like Roger. It's just, where do you begin to describe his contribution? Tremendous amount of stuff he's done. He founded Papa. He's the co-director of IFPA right now.
Right.
He had the Broadway Arcade, which I was very privileged to visit in 1984, and he did my Guinness World Record Championship in 1984 and I think 1985. So he was completely involved, not just pinball, which was his first love, but video game. So this is for Steve, and I don't know if he comes later today. Should I hold on to this?
He's not going to be here. I don't know if you want to mail it to him or how you want
I could mail it to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so I want to introduce to you folks to a bunch of the video game players. Paul, why don't you come right up here and stand? Glenn, why don't you come up here and stand? Patrick, why don't you come up here and stand? And Shane, why don't you get up here and stand? Shane Welty? Now, I need to... Someone said, Walter, why aren't they saying pinball trading cards? Well, it actually started as video game trading cards because it was a bigger market to address originally. Then it finally got branded that way. So even though we've been honoring pinball stars, clearly the video game trading card set as a marketing flag is just works better for making it be spread and be recognized. But there is the complete intent to recognize every aspect of coin-operated and electronic entertainment, whether it's a video game or pinball. David Marston of the Philadelphia Inquirer.
If you wanted to keep track of the cards, is there something online that has, I see there's many different series, different programs that are all kind of crisscrossing here. If I wanted to look at what's what by number, by series.
Oh yeah, there's a comprehensive checklist that's at videogametradingcards.com, videogametradingcards.com, and that essentially will cover everything, but it's not updated right now, but it's going to be updated soon. So we have, I'm doing this like this because, like I've reminded you numerous times, there's only, 20 more minutes? So essentially, 12 more minutes. So essentially, in the video game world, well, first of all, Shane is one of the organizers of the actual video game trading card set. He's an up-and-coming world champion who lives in Fairfield, Iowa. And he's been instrumental in helping create and design the set, So he's one of the people who we've been honoring on cards as an activist, someone who actually contributes their time and their effort because they believe in this and they want to help organize this, in the same way people have been organizing big events like this. So Shane is on card 150, and he's in that pile someplace if you want to take a look at him. Patrick O'Malley is one of the owners of one of the last remaining video game and pinball arcades in America that's actually vintage, that started in January 11th, 1985. He is one of those people who actually toughed it out and is still there today working that original, authentic neighborhood arcade concept. You know, there's no bumper cars, there's no miniature golf, there's no batting cages, there's no going up in the space shuttle, there's nothing any exaggerated, it's just old-fashioned pinball and video game in DeKalb, Illinois. And everybody should come and visit his arcade because we had a big event there the other day where we honored Larry DeMar and Eugene Jarvis and the Steve Kordek family and the tradition of Robotron and Defender. So it's the most probably dynamically creative and proactive and promotionally minded arcade in America right now. So, and it's called...
it's Star World's Arcade.
Star World's Arcade in DeKalb. And Paul Zimmerman is a world record holder. He dabbles in the arcade realm, and he's famous on console gaming. So he has been one of our champions for some time. And somehow he ended up on card number one. Well, he gave me $1 million for that, of course. But but he's on card number one. So he's our Mickey Mantle. And Todd Friedman is a world champion record holder on many, many games with the Twin Galaxies scoreboard, and he's from Gurnee, Illinois, and he's on card number
48.
And I know I don't have the time to pass the mic to each person, but essentially they all would have an interesting story to tell because they're very devoted to this, they're very a part of this, it's an amazing culture, and this is only really the beginning because, like I said, it's not long before there'll be 1 billion people who play electronic games because this is growing so fast. So thank you, you guys. Thank you very much. And we have top players. Is Trent here? So Trent Augenstein, we're giving him an award as one of the top pinball champions. And Keith Elwin, do I see Keith in the room? Keith Elwin is not here. And we have an award for Keith. And we'll get these to them as the show goes on. So Keith and Trent. And are any of our designers, is George here? George Gomez? So some of these people we're meeting on the floor of the show as the day goes on to do a little ceremony and pose with their awards. So we will find George Gomez being honored for his amazing contributions as a pinball, and I think maybe even a video game. I can't remember right now. A lot of these fellows have been in both fields, video game and pinball. And right now off the top of my head in front of you, I can't remember which each person has done. And Mark Ritchie, is Mark here? Okay. So Mark Ritchie, we're going to give an award on the floor as the day goes on. Steve Epstein, is John Papadike here? Okay, we'll find him on the floor. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the heroes of the show. Rob, could you get up here? And Mike, I don't think, is in the room right now. But essentially, there's one from Mike and Rob, and we're going to readdress the same presentation up in the banquet, okay? So when everybody who's there will get a chance to see this. But essentially, I predict that on CNN, 122 years from now, they're going to have a news announcement that the rare Robert Burke video game trading card number 260, sold for a record $1 million today, at Sotheby's auctions, and Rob, your amazing contributions will precede you into the future as all these cards and all these memories and all these amazing contributions become more and more revered, more and more respected, and even studied. So there's no reason why everything that everybody's doing here isn't going to be a part of the future fabric of history when people really get into the, wow, look at all this stuff. Because this will be a major part of the future. Electronic gaming, pinball gaming, video gaming. It's all going to merge together, and it's going to be an amazing amount of esports. And people will care how this happened, when it happened, where it happened, and who made it happen. And that's what the cards are all about. Who made it happen, how they did it, and the amazing, arduous tasks they went through to be there. So, Rob, thank you very much. So I'll sign these and get these all ready and present these tonight. So that's the story. The trading cards are only beginning. I don't see why there's not going to be, well, it's just going to be an amazing adventure because there are so many stories to tell. And while I'm here in the course of the day, I hope everybody who can think of something comes up to me and says, Walter, have you thought of this as the story or this person as the story? Because there are so many stories to be told, and we're using these trading cards to grab that history and render it and make it a fun read, at the same time, hopefully, something educational for not only this generation, but for future generations. So, any questions? Or answers? Oh my God, I'm 5 minutes ahead of time. Okay, yeah. Well, right now we have the cards in plexiglass cases. Oh, George, you're here? George, you're on. Ladies and gentlemen, the George Gomez Show. Thanks, George. So nice to meet you. There you go. Well, thank you very much, George. So there's George. I wonder if you need a caption so that people know which one is George and which one is me. I mean, we're always getting mixed up, you know. When we first got involved with this and we went to the big trading card show, thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
And we first went to the trading card show in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We kind of took them by surprise because they said, well, you know, you guys are really thinking of making an unusually big set of cards, because they were used to people coming in and making TV show cards and doing like 80 cards or 60 cards. But at that time, we're already past 200 cards. And then when they saw that our point of view was not just the cards that we're marketing as a collectible, that this is actually a labor of love to completely, commemorate the whole history of electronic gaming and all the stuff that's going on, and that we actually wanted to have an award ceremonies with them too, so that each person getting on a card could be in front of the crowd being honored for their amazing contribution and get an actual award to hang on the wall. No one apparently had ever done that in the trading card industry before because they weren't viewing it. They were there for commercial reasons, but there's kind of like a spirit behind this that is so exciting to me because I guess it's my personal desire to be a historian and also help everybody's story be remembered by future generations. So we're doing something that really hasn't been done before, that we're actually honoring these people as celebrities, and the media loves it because it's so unusual, and they see the point of it, that it's a fun, fun thing to really review and study, and these cards hopefully will do that, be the vehicle for that. So anyway, in answer to your question, yeah, we do have rare cards. There's already about 8 cards that only 100 cards, 100 copies have been made, and they're individually numbered with registrations on the back. There's one card that 35 copies have been made, and there's a whole bunch we're rolling out that'll have either 25 made. We made an error card for Ralph Baer, the father of video games, by mistake. So we threw them all away except 25 and took the 25 and sent them to Ralph, and he autographed them. So the only 25 existing error cards, because there was a mistake in the back, we have, and they fit right down to what you're saying, that there's rare, special things. Because if you go and see the Wizard of the Coast cards, there's these, you'll find a card that's $85 because they only printed 2,000. Well, our cards were only printing 25, so ours are even rarer than them. So yes, I think it does have also a future as a collectible. And isn't that kind of strange, Roger? People you don't know in Afghanistan, or not Afghanistan, but let's say people you don't know in Albania will have a Roger Sharp card on their wall someday. I wonder who that guy is. Until they turn the back over and see that he's one of the founding pillars. Okay, so be sure to find me as this goes on in the course of the day. And if you think I know someone who should be on a card or some incident or same, because you'll see that one of the cards in the piles, and you folks back there who don't have the piles, we have set some piles up here, of all the cards we're handing out today, so you could actually come up and get a set. There's a whole bunch wherever they've been moved to. So you can see what we're talking about, because there's cards being given away today. And in the course of the day, we'll actually have some of these people sign their cards. You can find them. We're going to give them a pile of their cards, and they can sign them. Yes?
If I wanted to contact you with an idea by email, what's your email address?
Oh, my email address is Walter Day.
One word.
Okay. One word.
Yep.
At yahoo.com. WalterDay@yahoo.com.
I'm going to interrupt you and tell these people something. In the fall of 1983, I got up, and I was like, 14 or something? We got up in the middle of the night and drove to Chicago for the AOE convention, and it was foggy, and we were young, when the kids were 16, and we came to the convention not even knowing where we were going to stay, all because Walter had talked us into this grand event, just like he's selling you guys on now. So he's been selling this a long time. It's genuine. And it was quite an event. I could go on and on about the stories, but he's the real deal.
Well, that's very, very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not used to having the mic stolen from me. So it's literally 9:30. I've actually done it. The only thing left to say is that George and Roger and Zach and Josh, everybody who actually is on a card, and Jim, we have a pile of the cards for you. And in the course, it could be done maybe here, or it can be done sometime in the course of the day, that you can start autographing them for people, and we'll send people to you so you can start getting them signed and handing them out, because we got a pile. As many as you need, we got. I mean, I have like 20 billion George Gomez cards with me. I mean, they won't be rare by the time I'm through with the day. And before the day's over, people will be in the corner. You know how they throw them against the wall trying to win a Roger Sharp card? So, any last questions before I surrender the floor to the next talk? Yes, ma'am.
What? Is this a serious?
Oh, no, there's over 300 different cards. Lately we've been trying to meet the demand for each event. Like, I'm going to the Donkey Kong World Championship in Denver in a few weeks, and another, 20 different new cards come out then. Yeah, we have a website that has most of them listed. So, and it's videogametradingcards.com. And for those who want to buy them, they're actually available from that website. Yeah, I have a card. I have a card right here. But I think I'm almost out of them. I think I have, eight cop. Are they over there now?
So you have, 10 different cards.
Oh, don't tell them that.
I just wanted to make sure that Walter had a card.
Yeah, I have a card. So anyway, I got to clear up now because someone has to take over this. But thank you very much. Thank you for believing me. And here's my card.